This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Anno Nathan, CEO and founder of Smart Monitor, that provides monitoring and tracking solutions for people with chronic health conditions. Founded in 2009 and headquartered in San Jose, California, Smart Monitor fuses together sensor, mobile, and cloud technologies with big data analytics in a seamless environment. Anno, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first of all, Anno, for starters, what is Smart Monitor's overall vision?
Smart Monitor was formed with the vision of helping families, patients, and physicians better manage complex chronic conditions such as epilepsy, Parkinson's, congestive heart failure, and more. We know over the years that these complex conditions are a huge healthcare burden in terms of the cost that they bring to this whole healthcare industry. But in addition, it is also an underserved condition in many ways, and we have been pretty reactive in terms of how we deal with these complex conditions. For instance, epilepsy is characterized by seizure episodes. Congestive heart failure, obviously, we have heart failure issues. And until these acute episodes are manifest themselves, that is when we address the problem. What we are trying to do is to make sure that we address these problems in an ongoing fashion and provide some very content-rich information for physicians to optimize therapeutic regimens and for patients and families to better manage these conditions, so the safety of the person who is suffering from these conditions is enhanced significantly.
What is the problem that you are solving in the medical industry?
So we have decided, we are in the business of helping patients, families, and physicians manage complex chronic conditions. As I mentioned earlier, we decided to go into the market with a solution for those who are prone to epilepsy and seizure-related disorders. Now, seizures involve loss of consciousness. The convulsive types of seizures involve loss of consciousness, loss of awareness. The seizing person needs assistance but is not in any condition to summon this assistance. So we first decided to introduce a solution for this underserved market, market need. So what we do today is for those who are prone to seizures, we have a wearable device that just sits passively and it monitors the movement. And when it senses these patterns of convulsions and repetitive shaking motion, within seconds, our device sends out alerts to family and caregivers so that they can intervene in a timely manner. Now, on the other side, the physicians today are relying on data that is provided to them by family, caregivers, and patients who are prone to this condition, and very often the seizure episodes are very disturbing, and there is a lot that goes on, and so the records of the seizures happening, when do they happen, how often are they happening, how long are they lasting, how severe are these episodes, all of that information is really not available to the physicians today. They have been relying on patients to pretty much fill out diaries with this information. But again, there is so much going on in the lives of patients and family that, the recording of all this information always takes a back seat. So we are filling this very important need here for the physicians and the medical community, where they have very accurate, reliable data that they can use and go back to optimize therapeutic regimens.
And what is the smartwatch, and tell us how that works?
So as you had mentioned, Eric, in introducing the company, we have decided to leverage wearable technology and mobile applications and cloud-based data analytics. The smartwatch is exactly that. It is a very nice-looking, sleek watch that is very non-invasive. You just wear it on the wrist. It tells the date and the time like any normal watch does. Plus, in addition to that, it is a very intelligent device. It has algorithms and software running inside the watch that are continuously looking at movement patterns and looking for patterns of repetitive shaking movement that are very similar to those caused by the convulsive seizures. And upon detecting these movements, the watch jumps up and alerts a companion smartphone that in turn takes over and can send text message and phone call alerts to designated caregivers so that they can respond in a timely manner and also institute recommended intervention measures for the seizing person. So it's very simple in the way it works. It's just a wearable device, very nicely looking. We have different colored bands, different faces for children, women, and it can be worn round the clock, and it just works in conjunction with the smartphone.
It certainly is a sleek and beautiful device. I've seen it myself today. We're with Anno Nathan, CEO and founder of Smart Monitor, that provides monitoring and tracking solutions for people with chronic health conditions here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Anno, what have the options been for people with epilepsy before the smartwatch was available?
Thank you, Eric. That's a great question, and I'm asked that very often. Epilepsy, again, has been historically an underserved condition. So the very simple answer to your question, what have been the options, is none, pretty much. For patients and people who are prone to epilepsy and seizures, they have had to be in close proximity to other family members or caregivers who can provide the necessary help and intervention when the seizing episode occurs. One of the analogies I typically use to describe epilepsy and seizures, again, our company is based in San Jose, California. We are unfortunately, we are familiar with earthquakes. And so living with epilepsy is kind of like living on an earthquake fault line. You just don't know when the next earthquake is going to happen and how bad it's going to be. That's pretty much the case with people prone to seizures. So until now, people have tried using baby monitors, and this, as you can imagine, affects family dynamics quite a bit, where teenagers and even older children and adults are having to live with other family members because it is not safe for them to be by themselves. And again, we have teenagers who are our parents having to sleep in the same room as their teenagers, which completely affects family dynamics quite a bit because there has been no solution that can detect and alert upon the onset of these repetitive shaking movements. And, so doctors pretty much also have had to rely on word of mouth, whatever the patients and the families are able to recall about the episode to dictate the therapeutic regimen. So really there haven't been any solutions, number one, either to enhance the safety of the seizing person, and secondly, to inform the doctors so that they can provide efficacious treatment. There really has not been a solution, and that's where we come into the picture. We provide alerts to family members within seconds after the onset of these shaking episodes so that they can provide quick intervention. And for the doctors as well, we provide very, very content-rich information. We provide dashboards that talk about in the last month how many episodes have they had, and in the last 30, 60, 90 days, how many seizure-free days have they had, and then how long are these episodes lasting? Is there any change in the duration? Have they gone down since the new med was prescribed or since the dosage was changed, or has it stayed the same? So we provide a lot of the information that was never possible in an outpatient setting before. And patients had to come and go into the hospital to the epilepsy monitoring units and be on video EEG for any of this information to be collected. And that's what is really exciting to us. We are completely changing the way and significantly enhancing the entire patient experience and also how they interact, patients and interact with their physicians.
How would you say that this innovation is helping the doctors and patients with epilepsy? Maybe you touched on it just briefly earlier, but take that a little further.
Definitely. I think the key part is what I alluded to in my previous response is that we are able to provide episodic information in a very frictionless and seamless manner that was never possible before in an outpatient setting. All the person, the person who's prone to seizures, they just wear the smartwatch and just go about their normal day-to-day activities. The smartwatch can be used while in bed, indoors, outdoors, anywhere. It's 24/7. And that is really what makes this such a huge game changer. And as you can look at the testimonials and success stories from our website, and these are all unsolicited for the most part, and you can see what a game changer it's been in the lives of people who are prone to epilepsy and their families. Huge peace of mind and significantly enhanced independence and autonomy for those who are prone to seizures. And again, for the physicians, it is just information that they never had access to before in a reliable manner. So it's completely a game changer for the entire, for all the three stakeholders in this equation. It is the patients who are prone to seizures, the family members and the caregivers and the physicians. We have completely changed the way this chronic condition is being managed on all fronts.
And of course, how about telling us where our doctors and patients can get the smartwatch?
They can go to our website, www.smart-monitor.com, and pretty much click on the buy now, and then an order form will be sent to us. They will be sent all the paperwork necessary to complete the order, and they can go to our website for a lot of information, doctor's comments, of previous studies. And again, I do want to point out that when we have brought this solution to market after very strong clinical validation at both Stanford University and UCSF with both adult and the pediatric population. So it's, the device has performed extremely well. It has been validated against video EEG recordings and proven to have very high sensitivity and high accuracy. And so we have brought the device to market after these studies. So it's been well validated by the clinical community, and we are really happy to offer this to the consumers today. There is more information on our website. There is our phone number. Please call us, and we will just take you through the next few steps, which are very, very easy, and you can be a very happy smartwatch owner.
Well, Anu, it certainly has been our privilege and honor to have had you today, and thanks so much for being with us on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about our product, and I hope your listeners and your audience can benefit from this, and we look forward to working with all of them.
Well, thank you. We've been speaking with Anu Nathan, CEO and founder of Smart Monitor, that provides monitoring and tracking solutions for people with chronic health conditions. And once again, the website of reference is simply smart-monitor.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.